Welcome to your daily news brief, October 14, 2020. Business. AMC Entertainment Holdings, market cap $323 million, net debt of $10.5 billion, the largest movie theater chain in the world, with more than 1,000 theaters and 11,000 screens, said it is looking for ways to raise capital via an equity sale, and if this fails, we'll have to consider other options, i.e. bankruptcy. Shares are down 16% on Wednesday and 54% since September 2nd. Royal Caribbean, market cap $13 billion, net debt $16 billion, said it will raise $1 billion via new stock at $60 per share and convertible notes issue, interest rate 2.9%. Shares fell 1% today to $59.91. Finance. Goldman Sachs market capitalization $73 billion closed up 0.2% on Wednesday, despite reporting a strong third quarter profit of $3.6 billion, which is $9.7 a share versus estimates of $5.6. Q3 revenue came at $11 billion. Trading and asset management performed well. Bank of America, MCAP, $205 billion. Shares fell 5% on Wednesday after the company reported its Q3 results. Net interest margin of 1.7% and revenues of $20 billion were below expectations. Quarterly profit fell 16% year over year to $5 billion. Wells Fargo, MCAP, $96 billion, said its Q3 net income rose to $2 billion versus a loss of $2.4 billion in Q2, slightly below expectations. Revenues were at $19 billion above expectations. Share fell 6% on Wednesday. JP Morgan, MCAP, $305 billion, and Citigroup, MCAP, $90 billion. Q3 results were much stronger than in Q2, with Q3 profits of $9.4 billion and $3.2 billion respectively. BlackRock, MCAP $98 billion, reporting strong Q3 results. Assets under management grew to $7.8 trillion. Revenue increased 18%. Net income rose 25%, beating expectations. Tech. ASML, market cap $167 billion, the leading semiconductor equipment maker for chip manufacturers, reported strong third quarter results, beating expectations. Year over year, Q3 revenues rose 40% while earnings rose 80%. ASML CEO said that he expects double-digit revenue growth in 2021 as secular end market drivers are still in place, such as 5G, AI, and high-performance computing, which fuel demand for advanced process nodes both in logic and memory chips, requiring advanced lithography. McAfee, cybersecurity firm, plans to raise $800 million by an IPO that is expected on October 22nd, valuing the company at $3.6 billion. First half 2020 net income was $31 million on revenues of $1.4 billion. GetAround, a P2P car sharing platform, raised a $140 million Series E round led by People Fund. Menlo Microsystems, a microelectronic mechanical switches developer, raised a $44 million Series B round led by 40 North Ventures. Kasai, a travel and hospitality startup, raised a $48 million Series A round led by Andreessen Horowitz. Huaya, MCAP $5 billion, will buy Douyu, MCAP $4.8 billion. Both Chinese game streaming platforms agreed to merge in an all-share deal. Economy. U.S. inflation was up 0.4% over the past 12 months, exceeding expectations, while core inflation, excluding food and energy, is up 1.2%. Markets. S&P fell 0.66%, while Nasdaq fell 0.8% on Wednesday after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin expressed doubts that a fiscal stimulus deal will be agreed before the elections. Indices fell 0.6% and 0.1% respectively on Tuesday. Euro Stoxx 600 fell 0.1% on Wednesday. FTSE 100 fell 0.6%. Chinese CSI fell 0.66%, while Nikkei was up 0.1%. Euro dollar fell to 1.1744. Pound dollar fell to 1.3010. Gold fell 1% to 1899. WTI rose to 41.23. US 10-year treasury yield fell to 0.72%. COVID. Eli Lilly, MCAP $140 billion, temporarily suspended its COVID vaccine trials due to a potential safety concern. Thank you for listening. For today's morning brief, visit patreon.com/morningmeeting.